Day 330, or November the 26th. Believe actions before words. Our thoughts today are rooted in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. I persevered in demonstrating among you the marks of a true apostle, including signs, wonders, and miracles. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul concludes his advice to the Corinthians by telling them what God has to say about boasting. He says that it is better not to boast, but if you can't resist, then boast about God or the way he works in someone else, but never about you. On a different subject, Paul then shares the problem he has with his thorn in the flesh, without actually telling us what it was. This puzzle has fascinated scholars throughout the centuries, but don't miss the point. It was how he handled it and how he got the most out of it, rather than what it was that was important. Paul tells us that he begged God to remove it, but when he didn't, he got as much benefit from suffering from it as possible, by making it a reminder to rely on God even more. And now our action step for today. Almost in desperation, right at the end of his letter, Paul pleads to his fellow believers in Corinth to believe him and all he has said because of what he has done amongst them. During a recent Tour de France, there was a series of accidents because someone had scattered sharp tacks all over the track. Many cyclists came to a stop and some of the leading men were delayed. The leader, who had never won a race previously, was early enough to have missed all this, so had the opportunity to increase his lead even more. He refused and slowed his pace to allow the pursuing defending champion to return to the group. He said, "I thought it was the honourable thing to do." His credibility was greatly enhanced because he said the right thing and then proceeded to do it. What a great example to us all. Even though we may never be in such an important race, we need to show such compassion and sincerity in the daily race that we call life.